Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Welcome to a very special Leap Day Tortoise Quick Take Podcast highlighting recent energy market events. I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. MLPs and oil continued the positive momentum last week, stringing together two positive weeks, an extremely rare treat as of late. For the week, oil gained 10.6%, E&Ps were up 2.6%, MLPs picked up 4.2%, and the S&P Energy Index increased 0.4%. We are nearly complete with earnings season, and for our MLP holdings, numbers came in a little better than our estimates. Specifically, on a weighted average basis, our holdings saw distributions grow 3% sequentially and north of 10% year-over-year while generating 1.3 times distribution coverage, supported by roughly 20% year-over-year growth in cash flow per unit. Broadly for energy earnings, key discussion topics for all segments of the value chain included CapEx reductions, capital market access, and credit ratings. For upstream companies, there's an acute focus on living within cash flow and the production volume outlook that will result. For midstream, beyond the previously mentioned topics, counterparty risk and volume outlook were discussed in detail. Downstream included a great deal of commentary on cost cutting for oilfield service companies, and in spite of lower margins, refiners and petrochemical companies continued to generate significant free cash flow, which is being distributed to shareholders through dividends and buybacks. As I mentioned, credit ratings and capital market access are front and center right now for the energy sector. After several downgrades the prior week, Moody's struck again, downgrading several names between one and four notches. Devon, the lucky recipient of the four-notcher, EnLink, and Marathon Oil all went from investment grade to high yield. In a positive development, S&P affirmed Williams Partners' BBB- credit rating, removing them from credit watch negative. This is due to Chesapeake stating its intent to pay their March 2016 maturity and the fact that they have already bought back about half of this issuance in the open market. On the capital markets front, the torrent of E&P equity offerings rolled on last week with Cabot and Newfield completing offerings, but we also had the first public midstream offering of the year with Enbridge pricing a $2 billion deal and a downstream issuance at NextEra Energy Partners. On the debt side, Magellan issued $650 million of 10-year notes with a 5% coupon. What was encouraging here was that the raise was completed just hours after the announcement, was upsized, and was four times oversubscribed. Also last week, the EIA's weekly report showed that domestic production declined for the fifth straight week. Oil production is now down 130,000 barrels per day since mid-January. And finally, I'll leave you with a fun fact that I came across this morning as I was going through the morning deluge of emails that is one of my life's daily joys. The oil rig count was down 67 rigs during February to end the month at 400 rigs. If we continue at this pace, there will be zero oil rigs running in our country by late summer. And with that uplifting thought, I'll wrap up this week's podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.